Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. To present it, I'm Cholwe Simwinga. The headlines: rapid progress on Kapirimposhi and Kabwe bypasses. Sinometals praised for $200 million investment in Samba Mine project. Ghana Chief Justice sacked over allegations of misuse of public funds. And Zambia National Defence Force rugby team wins silver. And now the news in detail. President Hakainde Hichilema says government values education as it is the best investment, equalizer and inheritance. In a statement following the visit by the University of Zambia students, Mr. Hichilema says aside the imperative of free education, government is actively working to improve accommodation issues, sanitation and also increasing the number of recipients for loans for higher education. He says government will not relent in its investment drive into the education sector as it believes having an educated and skilled population is a guaranteed pathway to economic and social development. Governance and Development Advocate Zambia Godaza has commended Sinometals plans to invest approximately $200 million in the Samba Mine project. Godaza Executive Director Elias Mlenga has noted that construction is expected to begin in 2025 with operations commencing by the end of 2027. Mr. Mlenga states that Sinometals has officially become the lifeline of Kalulushi District on the Copperbelt Province, serving as a major employer. And Godaza Executive Director has highlighted that the company has created over 2,000 jobs for local residents, enhancing employment prospects and contributing to regional economic growth. He says Sinometals has so far paid $200 million in taxes to the Zambian government, generating substantial revenue for the country.
They have also paid out about 16.2 million kwacha to the affected farmers, the 507 people who were affected by the pollution, and they have donated over $300,000 to support local communities in education and infrastructure. We have noticed that the pollution at Sinometals is being over exaggerated by other parties, and this is a matter that is involving geopolitics between China and the United States of America.
The Kapirimposhi bypass has made notable progress, advancing from roadbed construction to final works within a span of 1 month. Speaking in a statement, Information and Media Director spokesperson Henry Kapata says currently the 30-kilometer Kabwe bypass is proceeding with construction. Mr. Kapata says upon completion, the infrastructure projects are anticipated to alleviate congestion, decrease transportation times, and ensure the uninterrupted flow of trade.
Clearing and grabbling completed in Kapirimposhi. Roadbed formation advancing with steady compaction. Concrete pavements applied to high stress areas built to withstand heavy trucks. Yes, heavy trucks. Drainage and earthworks installed to protect the road from rains and water logging. In Kawe, removal of wet sections underway to prepare for modern bypass surface. These works go beyond easing congestion in two towns. They form part of the bigger picture, preparing Zambia to fully realize its role as a land-linked nation. Smoother roads mean faster trade, lower transport costs, and more reliable exports. For a country that aims foreign exchange by moving copper, maize, sugar.
The Socialist Party says the United Party for National Development, UPND's government's fight against corruption is facing intense scrutiny. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Socialist Party Lusaka Province Youth Secretary Bartholomew Piri says over a year has passed since the Anti-Corruption Commission, SCC, announced investigations into cabinet ministers, yet these probes remain inconclusive. Mr. Piri says the stark construct contrast between the SEC's swift action against former officials such as Boman Lusambo's recent sentencing to 3 years in prison and its slow pace in investigating current ministers raises serious concerns about selective justice. He says it's clear that the influence of these ministers has made them appear untouchable by the law. Mr. Piri further says President Hakainde Hichilema must take decisive action to demonstrate genuine commitment to transparency and accountability. Suspending implicated ministers would allow for unbiased investigations and uphold the rule of law.
July 2024, yet these probes remain inconclusive. The stark contrast between the SEC's swift action against former officials such as Boman Lusambo, recent sentencing to 3 years in prison, and its slow pace in investigating current ministers raises serious concerns and questions about selective justice. It's clear that the influence of these ministers has made them appear untouchable by the law. President Hakainde Hichilema must take decisive actions to demonstrate genuine commitment to transparency and accountability. Suspending implicated ministers would allow for unbiased investigation and uphold the rule of law. The people of Zambia demand answers and tangible results, not just empty promises. The public is left wondering why the SEC and the UPND government are slow in investigating these ministers. Despite a year passing without prosecution, the people of Zambia deserve transparency and accountability, and it's time for the UPND to deliver.
The Lusaka City Council LCC has refuted media statements suggesting that Ms. Naomi Kwenye, the recently convicted village banking administrator, is an employee of the council. Speaking in a statement, LCC Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba says Ms. Kwenye is a former employee who resigned from the valuation section of the Department of Finance in 2022 and is no longer associated with the LCC in any way. Ms. Mwamba says the council notes that the individual in question has been jailed for fraudulently obtaining over 500,000 kwacha in her role as administrator of a village banking group, a matter entirely unrelated to the LCC. She says the council implores the public to disregard the misleading publication circulating on social media with the contempt it deserves.
Ms. Kwenye is a former employee who resigned from evaluation section of the Department of Finance in 2022 and is no longer associated with the Lusaka City Council in any way. The council notes that the individual in question had been jailed for fraudulently obtaining over 500,000 kwacha in her role as administrator of a village banking group, a matter entirely unrelated to the Lusaka City Council. The Council's Housing and Social Services Department offers club registration services for community-based clubs, issuing certificates, but does not manage or administer these clubs. The local authority remains committed to transparency and service delivery, fulfilling its mandate to provide essential services to the people within its jurisdiction.
This is the One Love Radio Lunch Hour News. We take a break and we have more in international and sports news. Stay tuned.
Start your day informed.
The Zambian government acknowledges the concerns raised by the ambassador of the United States.
Stay informed all day long. Catch the latest headlines, in-depth reports, and current affairs that matter to you.
This is the One Love Radio News.
Join us for the news at 6:45 hours.
The Minister of Mines and Minerals Development representing the President.
13 hours.
People should not take the law into their own hands.
And 18 hours.
Has demanded that Bill 7 should be withdrawn forthwith.
Covering the nation, telling the stories, and unpacking the issues affecting our country. This is your trusted source for the news, only on One Love Radio.
Joshua Zimba, reporting for One Love Radio News in Lusaka.
International news. International. In international news, Ghana's President John Mahama has fired the country's Chief Justice, Gertrude Torkornoo, following a recommendation by an inquiry. She has been on